For this week with the mayor, we will be talking about the reopening of Milton and what that could mean for businesses. And as I'm joined by Milton Mayor Gordon Krantz, Mr. Mayor, before we get into this, I would be remiss to ignore the latest news. I know you released a statement earlier this week on the death of George Floyd. We do have a Black Lives Matter protest happening tomorrow afternoon here in Milton at Thompson and Derry from 1 to 3 p.m. What are your thoughts on these protests?
Yeah, well, I'm very much in support of what, the message, that the average citizen is trying to get out across the, across the globe, and just as important here in Milton there. So, what happened in the U.S. There, it's not totally isolated there, and I know we're not immune from it in Milton here. So I support what the peace march, as I refer to it, is attempting to get the message out there to get us elected people at all levels to do a lot more listening as to what they're saying than a lot more talking. So, that's really one of the things that I want to emphasize once again in that statement. It's just a sad state of affairs what happened in the U.S. Roughly a week ago now.
And of course, there's no easy way to transition from that to what we're going to be talking about today, and that is the reopening of Milton. Mr. Mayor, how is the town approaching reopening?
Slow but sure. That old, hare in the turtle race. It was a turtle that won the race because, that turtle went slow but steady. And we're doing that here in Milton, too. And of course, there's a coordinated effort across Halton with the four area municipalities, but each one of us has left up to our own initiatives. But you'll find there will be a fair bit of coordination in that regard. As an example, the skate park will be open tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Just, one illustration. There'll be others. A lot of our parks were never, ever closed. You could walk through them, but some of the facilities now slowly but surely will be starting to be opened up. So that's happening as you and I speak, for sure.
Mayor Krantz, I'd imagine you get a lot of messages and phone calls from local business owners. What have you heard from these business owners?
Well, as an example with bars and restaurants, they're certainly one of the ones that's been hurting the most, and they're looking forward to that recovery process. And I know I've heard from a couple of them there on maybe using town parking lots or their own personal parking lots, say, to extend their patio out in there. And I'm fully supportive of that. And I can only speculate that the majority of council would be, too. And trying to avoid as much as that of that red tape that sometimes you have to get into, but just so as they can open up and get on with business. So I have been approached on a couple of those issues. And those are the only ones that I could allude to right at this moment, but it's going to be important. And again, barbershops, beauty salons, places like that is going to be critical as well. And I've heard it suggested, no one has approached me personally, why couldn't a barbershop, as an example, maybe have a chair out on the street so somebody could get their hair cut or permed or whatever it might be? Listen, believe it or not, I'm in support of that type of thing and trying to avoid all the red tape sometimes there is with government.
And I know this is all speculation when I ask this, but when do you think, Mr. Mayor, we will start to feel normal again? We'll start to see that normalcy return to our lives?
Well, I think the normal that you and I were used to, I don't think it'll be normal as it used to be, but I think it'll be a new normal. And it may not be all that bad either, but it'll be slow but sure. But I think one of the things that'll turn the thing around will be when they come up with a vaccine. And then we'll get back, I think, to some of our old ways, whether that be good or bad. But for the most part, a lot of us miss, including me, that social interaction with individuals. And I probably have done more telephone conferencing and Zoom meetings and WebEx meetings than I've ever done in my life in the past 2.5 months. And is that the way of the future? I suspect it will be, for the most part, and cut down on some of the traveling when you can do it electronically now. And, that leads me into another very important thing that the community should be aware of. There's a big move afoot right now with regards to broadband. And, of course, most urbanized areas, such as Milton and Halton for that most part, we have great accessibility to, you know, to computers and everything that goes along with it. But believe it or not, some of the rural parts of Halton, including Milton, don't have that availability of that stuff. And of course, I only take students as an example where they talk about e-learning. And of course, you know, will the students be staying at home for the next semester? I predict probably not, but there likely will be a good portion of it. So just think, if you're a rural student, you don't have that availability. So there's a big push on getting that with the, you know, the federal, provincial governments, local municipalities. And of course, there's three or four big private players in all this too. So this is something that it's easy to look in the rearview mirror, but it's a little bit more difficult looking down the road as to what we can anticipate. And so this is one of the things that I anticipate there's going to be a big push on, getting stuff like that available for everybody, including business.
And unfortunately, that is all the time that we have, Mr. Mayor. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your week again to talk to us, and we'll talk to you next week.
No problem, my friend. You have a good one. Stay healthy, stay safe.